We're continuing the shir in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Koyach V'Harsho, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Vav. Rav Nilson Zal now opens a new topic, which he's going to connect to the chapter in Likutei Moran that we're working with, Torah Nun Tes, chapter 59 in Likutei Moran, which is entitled Heichal HaKodesh. Alpi, paragraph Vav, Alpi HaToyra Hanal, Yevoyer Inyan Pesach, Ve'isur Chometz, U'mitzvah Sachilas Matzah. Based on that chapter in Likutei Moran, we're going to explain now the whole topic, the holiday of Pesach, and the mitzvahs of avoiding Chometz and eating Matzah. Ki Pesach hu hascholas hiskarvus Yisroel avim sheba shamayim ha'idei Moshe Rabbeinu. Pesach is the beginning of the Jewish nation coming close to Hashem through Moshe Rabbeinu. She'osak bozeh kol yomov. Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in this throughout his entire life. Lekarev nefoshos l'Hashem Yisborach, to bring people close to Hashem. Just like Rabbeinu Zal says over there in that chapter in Likutei Moran, building a Heichal HaKodesh, bringing people close to Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, b'tchilas hisgalus b'mare hasne, when Hashem first revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu in the burning thorn bush, Ne'amar, the Pasuk says, v'yero elov malach Hashem b'labas eish. Hashem revealed himself through a burning fire. Shehu b'chinas shezocho shenis oirer malachei liboi. Rav Nosson Zal says what this represents is that the angels in the heart of Moshe Rabbeinu were activated. Shehu Eish HaMishpot, which is the fire of judgment, which Rabbeinu Zal refers to over there in Likutei Moran. Shesoyreif Eshora, Shesoviv HaNefoshos Shemekarvon, which burns away the evil that surrounds those souls that the tzaddik is trying to bring close to Hashem. So that evil should not try to attach itself to the tzaddik who's building this Heichal HaKodesh, who's trying to bring these people close to Hashem. Kimavoyer heitev b'hatoyranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very clearly in that chapter on Likutei Moran, al posuk zeh, on this posuk, vayeiro elav malach Hashem b'la baseish. Ayin sham, look over there in the beginning of that chapter on Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. V'alkein yotzu mimitzrayim bashirus godol kemoi shevtiach l'Avram Avinu. And this will also explain why the Jews left Egypt with tremendous wealth, just as Hashem had promised Avram Avinu. V'gam es hagoy asher yavoidu don anoichi v'achreichein yetzu berchush godol. That the Jews will leave with tremendous wealth. Vashem Yisborach, his hero Malkach Moed. And Hashem warned the Jewish people about this in a very serious way. Kemoshe Kosov, as the Torah tells us, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Daber no bi'oznei ha'om, please speak to the people, v'yishalu ish me'esreyeu, and let each one of them borrow from their Egyptian neighbors all of their gold and silver and everything, which the Jews will take out of Egypt when they leave. Ki kol hageula hoisa tluya bozeh, because the entire redemption was dependent on this, was dependent on the wealth of Egypt being turned over to the hands of the Jews and being able to be taken out of Egypt. Ki mevoyer ba'toyra zois, because Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter on the Likutei Moran, shekol hanefoshos Shoroshon Bashirus, that all souls are rooted in wealth. Their roots, these souls are rooted in the Kisya Kovoy, the throne of Hashem, which is the same place where wealth is rooted. V'ho oysher v'hakovoyd milfonecho. V'alkein hakoil nimshochim u'misavim achar ha'oshir. And it's for that reason that everyone is drawn to and desires the wealthy person. They want a kesher with the wealthy person. The Hebrew word for desire is nefesh. Nefesh means rotzon, desire. Just as the Torah says in the beginning of Parshas Chayisara, when Avram Avinu said to the Bnei Ches, Im yesh es nafshichem likboyer es mesi, if you want me to be able to bury my wife here, so the word nefesh means desire, and the nefesh comes from the same place as wealth does. So people desire wealth. People desire to have a kesher with wealth and with wealthy people. V'alkein, ikar hagdolas hashem v'hanefesh, and therefore, the thing that elevates a person's name and reputation and soul, hu al yedei sheshoimrim es ha'ashirus digdusha, is by the person being careful about holy wealth, to preserve it, not to lose it. Dehainu, which means, al yedei sheshoimrim es atzmoi mikas, by the person protecting themselves from guarding themselves from falling into anger, losing their temper, shehu pegam hu ashirus, which is what will damage and eliminate a person's wealth. Pegam hashem v'hanefesh, because that causes a defect in the name of the person and in the soul of the person. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran that when a flow of wealth is being sent down to a person, azai mizgare hayetzahora lohosis esodom sheyeh bekas. Then the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, tries to draw the person into anger, into losing their temper. Kedei lahafsid al yedei zeh esu ashirus chas v'shalom, in order to thereby forfeit that wealth that was supposed to come to them. Ki lemalo, because up in heaven, bisharoshoi, at its source, hamomoin im hakas heim bechina achas, money and anger are one. They come from one place. Bechinas gevurois kedoshois. They represent the holy aspect of gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ach lemato, however, when it comes down to this world, when it spirals down to this physical, materialistic world, kisheyoreid hashefa lemato, when the flow of sustenance comes down, mizgareboy habaldovor, the Yetzirah tries to attack it, to convert this flow of wealth that was headed in the direction of a nice Jew, to convert it into anger, to get the person to lose their temper and thereby forfeit, trade in the anger for the wealth for the anger. And when a person gets angry, they lose their temper. They tear up their soul with their anger, the pasuk says. Ki hanefesh shorosho bashirus kanal. Because we said the soul is rooted in wealth. If the person loses the wealth, they lose their soul. V'alkein tzrichen lishmor es atzmoy mikas moid. And therefore a Jew has to be very careful to avoid kas. Kedei sheyizkeh lashirus dikdusha, so that the person will be zeichet to holy wealth, shehu hagdolas hashem v'hanefesh, which is what elevates a person's name and a person's soul. Ki hu ashirus b'chinas choyma, because wealth is like a wall that fortifies the person. B'chinas, as Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likut Imran brings the pasuk, hoin oshir kiryas uzoi ukechoyma nizgova. Aval idei ha-kas nivgam ha-choyma shelo ashirus. Whereas through anger, a person causes a breach, a break in that wall of wealth. Bechinas, as the Torah defines anger as ir prutza ein choyma, a city that's open. It has no wall, Ish asher ein matzor l'ruchoi. That's a person who has no control over his temper. Ki oise michoima b'choilem chema b'tzerei. Because this person takes the word choima, which is spelled with a choilem, the oi sound, and converts it to chema, with a tzere under the ches, which is kas, anger. Shehu hashefa shel hashiros bi'atzmoi shenishapech lekas. This is that flow of wealth, the chema, which gets converted into anger, chema. V'kanizkor le'el, as was discussed earlier. Paragraph Zayin. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie this into chametz and matzah and show us how they represent the anger and the wealth. V'zeh b'chinas goydel ho'isur shel chametz. With this we'll be able to understand why the Torah considers chametz so forbidden, so strictly forbidden and off limits that even the tiniest drop is treif on Pesach. Ki ikar geulas Yisrael mimitzrayim hayatoloi bo ashiros shezochu lohitzim mimitzrayim shoyresh nafshom kanal. Because the whole redemption of the Jewish people from Egypt was dependent on the wealth which they took out of Egypt. The wealth which is the root of the soul of the person. Wealth and the nefesh both are connected, plugged into the same exact place in heaven. Because by the Jews taking out this massive wealth, which is the same as the source of their souls, this wealth is part of the Kisei HaKavod, and our souls are part of the Kisei HaKavod. So by taking the wealth out of Mitzrayim, we were taking our Shoyresh Nefesh out of Mitzrayim. That's what made it that automatically, when the money came out, we came out. The two are like Siamese twins, inseparable. Wherever the money goes, that's where the nefesh goes. The money left Egypt, so our nefoshos were able to leave Egypt. V'gam al yidei hoashirus nigdal shmom v'nafshon. And so too, as a result of this wealth, our name was elevated. The Torah says the whole world knew about this. Everybody heard about this. And everybody stood up in respect for the Jewish people. So our name and soul was elevated, was heightened. And when a person achieves such recognition, everybody wants to join them. How do we join these guys? Ki kol echod mi Yisrael. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki kol echod mi Yisrael tzorech lasoik bebinyan heichal hakodesh hamavura batoiranal. Because over there in Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a tzaddik building the heichal hakodesh. But Rav Nosson Zal says, the truth is, every single Jew is required to be involved in building that heichal hakodesh, which means Dehainu lekarev nefoshos l'Hashem Yisborach, to bring souls close to Hashem, to bring people close to Hashem. Ukemoi shehu tzorech lotzeis migolos nafshoi, just as a Jew has to try to remove himself from his own personal exile, where his soul is in exile, imprisoned by the Yetzer Hara, by evil inclinations, by bad thoughts, by evil desires. The person has to also try to get others, to take others out of this, out of their exile. To bring many souls close to Hashem. This is the main accomplishment and the main mission of a Jew in this world. To inform people about the greatness of Hashem. Ukamashekosav, as the Pasuk says, Vohidatom levonecho v'levnevonecho. You will teach, you will enlighten your children and your grandchildren. Shenemar al hatalmidim. This doesn't only mean literally children, grandchildren. This means all of a person's students, whoever he's able to enlighten about Hashem. As the Gemara says, Vize Iker Mitzvas Zechiras Vesipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And this is also what's really behind the mitzvah, where the Torah says it's a mitzvah to tell the story of the Jews leaving Egypt. Ki Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hu Iker Hascholas Hiskarvus Yisroel Hashem Yisborach, because leaving Egypt was really the official beginning of the Jewish nation as a whole, starting to come close to Hashem, al yidei kol ha'oisois v'hamoifsim asher ro'inu beineinu, through all the great miracles and wonders that we witnessed. V'alkein mitzvah lizkor zois, and therefore it's a very important mitzvah to remember this, u'lesaper mizeh, and to talk about this, b'chol yoim, every single day. K'mo shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Sichu b'chol nifloisav, speak about Hashem's great miracles. Why? For what purpose? Kedei lekarev kol hanefoshoi sheboilam l'Hashem Yisborach, to try to bring the entire world close to Hashem. Kize hoyo iker kavanosi Yisborach b'chol amoifsim agdoilim voices n'aroi she'osim ono b'yitzenu Yisroim. Because this was really the main intention of Hashem, with all the great miracles and awesome wonders that he did when we left Egypt, where the world hadn't seen anything like this before. What was Hashem's reason for it all? Hakol kedei legalois elokusoi va'adnusoi u'memshaltoi l'chol boi olam. It was all about broadcasting recognition of Hashem and Hashem's authority and Hashem's kingdom and rulership to the entire world. That's what it was all really about. K'moshe Kosov, as the Torah says, Uleman saper shmi b'chol oretz, that the reason for all of these plagues and miracles is so that my name will be spoken about all over the world, Hashem says. Uchsiv, and as the Pasuk says, Uleman tesaper ba'ozne bincha u'ben bincha, so that you'll be able to tell your children and grandchildren all about this. V'alkein kol ha'toiro toloi b'yitzias Mitzrayim. And this will explain why the entire Torah is connected to the Jews leaving Egypt. K'mo shehischil b'tchilas v'aseres hadibrois, as Hashem begins the Ten Commandments with the words, Anochi Hashem aleikecha, I am Hashem. Which Hashem? Asher hoitzeisicho me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am the Hashem who took you out of Egypt. So we see that the whole Yiddishkeit, the whole recognition of Hashem, is dependent on and connected to Yitzias Mitzrayim. U'kama shehizkir Yitzias Mitzrayim bekama v'kama mitzvois, as we find that there's mention of the Jews leaving Egypt by the mitzvah of tzitzis, kriyash, it's all over the place. Ki ikar hiskarvus hanefoshois l'Hashem Yisborach, because the main bringing close, bringing people close to Hashem, lekayem es kol divrei haTorah, to get them to fulfill the entire Torah, hu al yedei sipur yetzias Mitzrayim, is by telling the story of leaving Egypt. Dehainu al yedei shemesaprim gvuroisav v'nefloisav shereinu b'shas yetzias Mitzrayim, by telling over the greatness of Hashem and the wondrous miracles that we saw when we left Egypt, and which we continue to see from then till today, because all the miracles that the Jews experienced throughout all the generations are all similar to the concept of leaving Egypt. Because the term Mitzrayim represents all the different exiles that the Jews have been through. Shemichunim b'shem Mitzrayim. They are all given a nickname, Mitzrayim. The word Meitzar means imprisonment. Nimtza. So we see, therefore, sheyitzias Mitzrayim hu bechinas hiskarvus nefoshos l'Hashem Yisborach, that leaving Egypt is an example of people coming close to Hashem. Shehu b'chinas binyan heichal hakodesh shenal, which is the building of that holy palace for Hashem that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in chapter 59 in Likutei Moran. Al kein huzaru oz meoid lishol ish meyisrayeu klei kesev klei zohar. That's why Hashem considered it so important, so critical, for the Jews to approach their Egyptian neighbors and borrow, permanently borrow, all of their gold and silver, all of their wealth. Kedei liskois lashirus godoil, in order to thereby achieve tremendous wealth, b'chinas rechush godoil. Ki hu ashirus shoyresh hanefesh. Because wealth is the kisi akovoid, which is the source of the Jewish souls. Shaydei ze ikar hageula, and that's a critical part of coming out of exile, redemption, shehu hiskarvus hanefoshos l'Hashem yisborach, which meant coming close to Hashem, leaving Egypt, leaving the Tumah, leaving the rulers, the Egyptian rulers, and becoming servants of Hashem, becoming loyal, devoted servants of Hashem. The Torah says there that Hashem said, avodaihem veloy avodim lavodim. The Jews are my servants. They're not servants to my servants. They're not in the service of my servants. V'ze b'chinas goydel ho'isr shel chometz shehu b'mashehu. And with this, we'll be able to understand the seriousness that the Torah attributes to chometz. That other things that are off limits, you're not allowed to eat a kezias, a kebay of it. By chometz, it's mashehu. The tiniest drop is explosive, is destructive. Ki chometz bechinas kas, because chometz symbolizes anger. Bechinas ki is chametz levavi, as the Torah speaks about a person getting angry, that his heart turns sour. When my heart turns sour on somebody, it means I'm very angry at them. So we see that chometz means anger. Ki chometz oyla benefichu al yidei sheshoylet boi avir veruach oylam. Because chometz rises, dough or bread rises as the result of air and wind getting in there. Ze bechinas kas, and that's similar to anger, shehu charoin af. When a person's anger, they're breathing in the air, the smoke is coming out of their nostrils and out of their ears. That's that anger, the display of anger comes from those short breaths coming in and out of the nose. That's one of the ways that a person displays anger. Shehu bechinas ir prutza ein choyma. As the Pasuk says, a city whose wall has been broken open, somebody crashed through the wall, ish asher in matzor l'ruchoi. This refers to a person who has no control, has no ability to harness his ruach. The ruach just goes, takes off on its own. Dehainu, she'ein oitzrin v'koiv shemes haruach sheba'af. This means the person is not able to hold back and control this wind, this breath in his nostrils, umanichen oisoy lehischametz, and the person allows it to turn sour, bekas v'charoinof, with anger. Shehu bechinas chametz, which we said again is represented by the word chametz, bechinas ki ischametz levavi. When I get angry at somebody, my heart sours. Kiato, because now that we're leaving Egypt, now that we're coming out of Mitzrayim, tzrichin lishmor es huachila ma'oid, we have to protect our food, what we eat, tremendously, shelo tishloid bo ruach oilam, that the air, the wind of the materialistic world shouldn't have a negative effect on it. Kidei shelo yishapech shefo ho ashirus, so that the flow of wealth that we were supposed to be getting at the time we left Egypt should not get turned around and exchanged for anger. Shebozeh toloi ikar hagaula, we said that the whole redemption, the whole leaving Egypt was dependent on this wealth. Shelo yishapech lekas v'charoin av chas v'shom. It shouldn't chas v'shom be traded in for anger, temper, which again is reflected by that ruach, which is the same thing that causes something to become chametz. When ruach gets into dough, the dough rises, it becomes chametz, it ferments. Shehu b'chinas ein matzor l'ruach. Person who doesn't have a leash, a control on his spirit. Ki onu tzrichin la'akev es haruach moed. Because we have to hold back that ruach tremendously. Dehainu lishmor es ha'isa moed me ruach oilam. To protect the dough, very much so, from the air of the world. Sheloi tischametz. It shouldn't ferment. Chas v'shalom. Al yidei zeh, said the ruach shouldn't cause the dough to ferment, shehu b'chinas kas v'charoin af, which is similar in concept to anger. Sheroitze lehizgarois ato chas v'shalom, which at that moment, when Hashem is trying to take the Jews out of Egypt, that's when the other side is fighting back. And how are they fighting back? They know that in order to get out of Egypt, you need a lot of wealth. In order to get a lot of wealth, you can't get angry. So the Yetzer, you can't have that ruach get in there, that evil spirit. So the Yetzer is going to try to do whatever he can to inject that ruach. And one form of that ruach is chametz. Machmasha'ato nimshach shefo ashirus, because this is a time when there's this flow of wealth coming. Shehu shoyresh hanefesh, which is the root of the souls. Shebozeh tolui ikra ha'gaula kanal, and the whole redemption is dependent on that. V'alkein chometz b'pesach b'mashehu, and this is why chometz is forbidden on Pesach, even the tiniest drop of it. Ki hu tolui b'mashehu b'chut ha'saira, because the difference between wealth and anger, the difference between chametz and non-chametz is a tiny drop. It's a hair's breadth. Ki lamalo, because up in heaven, hakol kodesh, it's all holiness. The wealth is holy. The nefesh is holy. The kavod is holy. The gvura is holy. Up there, it's all holy. Rak lamato. But when it comes down to this world, b'mashehu b'alma, with the tiniest drop, the tiniest deviation, kishepoigmem chas v'shon, when the person makes a mistake, ve'enom nishore mikas, and they're not careful to avoid anger, azay nishapech shefo ashirus lakas chas v'shon, then this great wealth gets substituted by anger, chas v'shon. V'nase michoimo chema. And instead of chayma, that wall, that fortifying wall of wealth, it becomes chayma, anger. Nimtza shehadovor tolui b'mashehu. So you see that the whole thing is dependent on the tiny drop, the difference between the vav of chayma and the yud of the word chayma is a tiny drop of ink. V'alkein chametz osa b'mashehu, and therefore chametz is forbidden by the tiniest drop. Ki halechem shehu ikar hu achila shel hodom hu bechinas parnoso v'ashirus, because bread, which is the main staple of a person, represents parnoso and wealth. Ki kol haparnoso v'ashirus hu ikar hu achila sodom shu ikar chiyusa v'kiyumoy, because when we talk about earning a livelihood and wealth, it's all about eating, being able to have what to eat. I want my family to have what to eat. Ukama shekosav, as the pasuk says, kol amal ha'odom lefihu. All of a person's efforts, everything a person works for is for their mouth. What's going to go into their mouth? Ukemuvan bedivrei Admor Zal bekama mekoymos, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in many places throughout Likutei Moran. V'alkein, and therefore, ato, at that, at this point in time, when we're about to leave Egypt, tzrichen lishmor ho'ach isu achila shu'alechem, we have to guard our eating, the bread, shubchinas ha'parnosa v'ashiras, which represents parnosa and wealth. Tzrichen l'shomro imoid mikas, we have to guard it very much from anger, shubchinas chometz. Because it's known throughout Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, Shebeshas Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hoyo Adayin Zuamas Mitzrayim, Nechas Bohem Beyoser. When the Jews were leaving Egypt, the Tumah of Egypt was still very much attached to us. We had not gotten rid of it completely yet, at all. And that's why it was very difficult for the Jews to leave Egypt. Unless Hashem blasted us with an incredible bright light that we were unworthy of at the time, undeserving, and that blast of bright light is what was able to get it to rescue us, to get us out of Egypt. Even though we had not yet really purified ourselves, we still had a lot of that tumah of Egypt attached to us. That's why we have Sfiras Omer. That's why we go through a 7-week purification before Shavuos to purify us and prepare us to receive the Torah. Aval tzrichin lishmoyer ha'or hanifla zeh moed moed. However, this incredible great light which Hashem shined upon the Jewish people on the night of Pesach, we have to guard that, protect that light tremendously. And this is why we eat shmura matzah. This is why the Torah speaks about guarding and watching over those matzahs. From the time that you cut the grain, the whole watching it and watching it. Shehu bechinas ho'or ho'elyoin vanifla. Matzah represents that great, great light that Hashem shined upon us on the night of Pesach. Kama shekosu v'shmartem es ha-matzahs. Ki Hashem yizborach richam oleinu b'chemlos ha-gdoyla. Because Hashem had tremendous pity on us at that time. U'meir oleinu ato o'er godoil ve'elyoin moed. And now, every single year, when the holiday of Pesach comes around, Hashem shines upon us this very great, bright light, Shehu Bechina Shefa Ashirus Godoil, of which one presentation of this great, bright light is tremendous wealth. Shaideze Iker Hagula, which played a very critical role in our being able to be taken out of Egypt. Bechinas Vachreichen Yetzu Berchush Godoil, that after spending years in slavery, we're going to leave with great wealth. And out of Hashem's great love for us, Hashem commanded us to eat matzah and to be extremely cautious and careful to avoid chametz, so that immediately when Hashem turns on that faucet and starts sending down a flow of that incredible great light in the form of great wealth, tekef umiyad netzayer oisoi bebechinas matzah, we will immediately shape and format that light into matzah, before the air and wind of this physical materialistic world is able to take hold of that light, to attach itself to that light, so that they shouldn't convert that light, switch it for, instead of wealth, to switch it for anger. Lebechinas kas. Ki heim mizgarim me'oid, because the Satan, the Yetzirah, the Sitra Achra, tries very, very hard, all the time, whenever a Jew is supposed to get parnasa, or especially wealth, the Yetzer Hara, the other side, will do everything it possibly can to get the Jew to lose that wealth, to forfeit it, by causing him to get angry at that time. Bifrat ato, especially at this point in time, Bahascholah Sahiskarvus, when the Jews were first starting to come close to Hashem as a nation, when they left Egypt, exactly. Vigam Adayin Loidnitarnu Legamri Mizuas Mitzrayim. And even today, we have not yet become totally pure from the Tumah of Egypt. Vigam ki yoyred oyer godol, v'shef hashir is godol moid. And even though Hashem sends down this great light, this flow of wealth, al kein heim yirtzu lezgarois bozeh chas v'shalom u'lahabchoy l'kas. Therefore, the other side is going to fight this. They're going to try to do everything they can to switch it for anger. Al kein chomal aleinu Hashem yisborach. Therefore, Hashem had great pity on us. And Hashem taught us and warned us to guard what we, to watch what we eat, to avoid chametz completely, stay a million miles away from chametz, in order to protect what we eat, which is synonymous with parnosa, which is synonymous with wealth, to protect it from kas, anger, Shehu bechinas chometz, which chometz represents, bechinas charoinaf, bechinas isha shereimatzer leruchoy, the person who has no control over his ruach. Again, person breathes normally, and when a person's angry, they can't breathe normally. What are you going nuts? Yes, I'm going nuts. I'm going to burn up. I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to kill them. That's this lack of control of the breathing, that the ruach. And that's what chametz represents, because chametz is dough which the ruach, a negative ruach, has gotten into it. This ki is chametz levavi, this chimutz. Chimutz means to sour, to spoil. Paragraph ches. V'al kein chametz osur shiva sayomim ad kriyas yamsuf. And it's for this reason that chametz is off limits for 7 days, until after the Red Sea was split. V'achar shvi shel Pesach, after the seventh day of Pesach, shenikra hayam, on which the sea was split, huter hachametz, chametz becomes permissible. How is that? If it's such a bad thing, if it's so harmful and it's kas. Kimavoyer b'hatoyra now, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 59 in Likutei Moharan, shekishezoichin lechoimo shel ashirus, that when a Jew succeeds in acquiring wealth, that wall of wealth, azay hachoima hazois shoymeres osodo mikas, then that wall protects the person from getting angry. Rak betchila, it's only in the beginning, kisheyoyred hashefa shel hashirus, when the person is first starting to receive the wealth, hu mizgare moi, that's when the Yetzahara tries very hard, lahafoich shefa hashirus lekas, to switch the wealth for anger. Vilifeomim, and sometimes, mizgare boi bekas godol kolkach, Yetzirah can get so powerful, so strong, whereby the Yetzirah can cause the person to lose, to forfeit wealth that they already have, that they got a year ago, 10 years ago, whatever it is. This wall that they've had for years, sometimes the Yetzirah can get a person to fall into such a kas that not only will they not receive the wealth that Hashem wants to send them now, but they'll lose wealth that they already had. Dahainu, meaning, af al pi shekvar zochol ashirus, even though this person already achieved this wealth, v'zochol abchinas choyma, and this person has this wall, af al pi kein yekalkel hachoymo shel ashirus, al yedei esgabrus hakas beyoysach Hashem. sometimes the Yetzer Hara can get a person to become so angry, so crazy, that they can even end up losing the wall, losing wealth that they've had for a while. Al kein, therefore, be Pesach, on the holiday of Pesach, she'oz maschil ha'sheva shel ashirus leirei. That's when this flow of wealth is first starting to come our way. That's when the Jews were receiving their first big transfer, money transfer from Hashem. Oz tzrichin shmira gedoyla mechametz. Then we need to be extremely careful to avoid chametz, shubachinas kas, which represents kas. V'alkein ikar mitzvah sachilas matzah hu balayla harishoyna. And it's for this reason that the main mitzvah of eating matzah is only on the first night of Pesach. The pasuk says, "Bo erev toichlu matzos." At night you will eat matzahs, that first night. There are some rabbis that say eating matzah the rest of Pesach is only midrabanan. It's only on that first night of Pesach that it's a mitzvah doraisa. Be'es yitzias Mitzrayim, because that was the time when we left Egypt, that first night. Be'es shemekablim horechush gadol, that's when we were receiving that great wealth, when it was going into our possession. It was being moved out of Egypt into the ownership of the Jews, full ownership of the Jews. She'oz tzrichen lizoher be'yoyser lechol matzah. That's when a Jew has to be extremely careful to eat matzah, shehu ahepach miakas, which is the opposite of anger, shubichnas chometz. Aval achar ha'haschola, but once that first night is over, it has passed, shehu laila harishoina, after the beginning, ein chiyuv lechol matzah. We're no longer obligated, you don't have to eat matzah. You could eat potatoes, you could eat borscht. Aval afal pikein, however, still, adayin tzrichen lishmor tzatzmei mechometz. We are obligated to avoid chometz. Kiyaf al pi shekvar zochinu lashiros beis yitzias Mitzrayim, because even though we already achieved, we already acquired that wealth upon leaving Egypt, adayin lo kibalnu hu ashirus bishleimus. We didn't get all of it yet. We only got the billions. We didn't get the trillions yet. V'adayin lo nigmar hachoymo shel hu ashirus b'shleimus. And therefore, that wall of wealth, which Hashem would love to see the Jewish people surrounded with, that wall was not yet finished. Ki adayin onu yoreim me'amitzrim sheroitzim lirdof achrei Yisrael. Because we were still afraid of the Egyptians coming after us. Avol b'shvi shel Pesach. Whereas on the seventh day of Pesach, She'oz nikra hayom. That's when the sea was split. Ve'oz naflu ha'mitzriyim legamri. That's when the Egyptians had their final, total defeat. Ve'oz zochino lo hashiros b'shleimus godel b'yoyser. And that's when we got the real money, not those silly dollars. We got the euros. We got the real thing, the serious monies. Ki gedoylo hoyso bizas hayami bizas Mitzrayim, because the Gemara says that the wealth that the Jews got at the Red Sea was much, much more than what they took out of Egypt. K'may shekosuv, as the Gemara quotes the pasuk, toyre zohov naselochem nekudoy sakesef. When we left Egypt, it was silver. When we came out of Red Sea, we got to gold. This doesn't mean they didn't take gold out of Egypt. It means again that Hashem added a couple of zeros to it when we at the Red Sea. V'alkein oz hutar chametz, and therefore from that point on, chametz is permissible. Ki oz kvar nishlam lanu hachomesh shel ashirus, because then the wall of wealth was completed. Al yidei kriyas yamsuf, through the splitting of the Red Sea. Bebechinas, now look what Rav Nosson Zal throws in here, as the pasuk says there. V'hamayim lohem choyma. The waters of the sea stood for the Jewish people like a wall. We were zeichet to the choyma at the splitting of the Red Sea. At she'en yireim oid mehem. To the point where now we're no longer afraid of the Egyptians. We're no longer afraid of the Sitrachra. Shelo yavchu shefa ashirus lekas. Because they can no longer convert the wealth into anger. V'alkein o zachar shvi shel Pesach shukriyas yamsuf chuter achametz. And therefore, after shvi shel Pesach, which is the day that which the Red Sea split, from that point on, chametz is completely permissible. Kikvar zochinu l'chomei shel ashirus b'shleimus godol v'nifla, because we have already attained that wall of wealth to perfection. We completed the wall. We are surrounded by a solid, solid wall. The Ashirus is a solid wall that can't be taken away from us. Whereby from that point on, by the eating of the chametz, will not be able to have any harmful effect on that wall of wealth. And the air of the world has already been purified. Shafilu haruach hagodol hashoylet b'chametz, ein boi koyach lahachnis boi charoin af, kas v'charoin af chasushon. So that even if we bake bread now and challah, which has that ruach in it, the ruach no longer, that ruach, that chametz, no longer has the power to have any harmful effect on us whatsoever, to cause us to get angry. Because we have already completed that wall of wealth. As the pasuk says, the water became like a wall for us. It helped us complete this wall of wealth. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains now, this that we find, that a person can be wealthy and they can lose the wealth by getting angry, that's only when they haven't completed, when they haven't reached the peak of wealth, the shlemus of Hashirus, when that wall is not 100% complete and solid. Avol b'shvi shel Pesach, whereas on the seventh day of Pesach, Shezochinu lekriyas yamsof, when we zochet to the splitting of the Red Sea, sheoz nishlam bechinas hachoima, bechinas hashirus b'shleimus godol. That's when that wall, that wealth, was completed to the highest level of shleimus that could be. Alkein einonu misyor moed b'chametz v'chanal. Therefore, from that point time on, we're no longer afraid of being harmed by chametz, that the chametz will harm us in any way. And that's why from that point on, the chametz becomes 100% permissible. We'll hold it over here for now.